One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the live broadcast from Wild Ginger Running. This is the monthly competition. It is the end of April, and I am going to draw the results live. We also have a couple of live prizes as well that I've started doing to encourage everybody to watch live. So we've got quite a few books from my bookshelf here that I will be showing you later, and people watching live will win a couple of those. So we'll have two winners this week. So first of all, I'm going to tell you what the prizes were for April, and then we'll go through who has won them, and then we will look at what is in the prize pool for May. The prizes were £355 for May, so stick with us to find out what those are. The competition, how it works is, if you are a patron of Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel, then you automatically get entered into this draw. So if there's a little sign up here, if you're watching on YouTube, it says patreon.com/wildgingerrunning. So if you want to be in with a chance to win any of these prizes, then you have to support me on YouTube. The lowest one is about a fiver, but I think you can alter it to do any amount, actually. So give it a go. It's like the price of a cup of coffee and a packet of crisps, or maybe just a really expensive coffee every month. It's for people who have used my content, appreciated the content, love the advice, and want to give something back. Of course, you don't have to do Patreon at all. It's just a nice to do. You could also do a one-off donation. Somebody did that once as well. So very amenable to all donations and all support here at Wild Ginger Running, we are. So that's my pitch out of the way. I'll say, there's tons of people watching live now. That's brilliant. I'm going to do some shout-outs. So if you're watching live and you want a shout-out, type your name and a hello in the box, and I will get to those immediately. But first of all, gotta tell you, we are sponsored by NAC Sports Nutrition for this broadcast and subsequent podcast. So NAC Sports Nutrition make long-lasting energy bars. I've just popped a picture up there for anybody who's watching live on the YouTube channel, and they make energy bars, waffles and drinks, and fruit purees using high quality sustainable ingredients. They're about to make gels as well, so as soon as I get my hands on one of these gels, I will be telling you all about what it's like. I used NAC on my Arc of Attrition 50 in January. I also used it on my Coventry Way 40 in earlier this month. Since then, I have been ill. Nothing to do with NAC, of course. I just caught a cold. So I haven't actually run for about 3 weeks now. So I'm feeling very much out of it. So if anybody's got some running news that they want to share with me, then do put it on the live chat and we can all have a chat about it. Yes, go to NAC, go to uk.nac.com for my 15% discount, which I think the code is just Wild Ginger Running. Yes, I think it is. I'll put it in the film description below and the podcast show notes as well. So you can just click straight through to it there. I haven't actually written it down. That's a bit bad, isn't it? I think it's just Wild Ginger Running. If anybody else knows and wants to put it on the live chat, then that would be great. Right, so let's read out some people's comments. Right, we've got Severine here. She's ready to win some stuff. Of course you are, Severine. I hope to be able to send you one of these books. Philip Haddock is here as well. I'm always super jealous of Philip. He's always going out in the Lake District doing these amazing, amazing runs, and he always shares them on the Facebook group, which is exclusively for patrons. So thank you very much for that, Philip. It looks amazing whenever you get out. Tadeusz is here as well. How are you doing, Tadeusz? Give us an update on your health. Tadeusz has been having some health problems of late, so we all need to send him some good vibes. I hope you're doing okay, Tadeusz. Lisa Mason is here. Ah, I think she has just signed up for the 10-miler at the Neem Valley Races. Am I right, Lisa? So hoping to see you there. I don't know, depending on this blimmin' cold, I don't know whether I'll be doing the 10-miler or the 20-miler. But either way, I'll be there. And if it's nice, I will drag Finley along for some camping as well. It might be his first camping experience, so that will be fun as well. If you can come to the Neem Valley Races, then Google Neem Valley Races. It's on, I think, the 2nd of June this year. I'm not organising it anymore because now I've got my job with the BMC. Just was too much to do, too much to take on. So I'm not doing that, but they're my friends that run the race. They organise the race, so obviously I'm still very much involved and I want to be there in some capacity on the day, helping them out, and hopefully camping and hopefully having a wild swim in the gorgeous river afterwards. Fingers crossed for a nice day. It's the first nice day today that we've had for ages, so yeah, fingers crossed it stays this way. So hi to you, Lisa, and hopefully I will see you that weekend. Oh, Lloyd is joining us from a treadmill. Oh, well done, Lloyd. I thought you were injured. How is it going with you? I hope that you're recovering okay from this injury, because you have a big race coming up soon. So wishing you well there, Lloyd. Tony Reeves says, hi everyone. Hi Tony, how are you doing? Good to see you here on the live chat. Severin is chatting to Lloyd. She says, save yourself, because he's obviously on a treadmill. Kat Roberts says, hi. Hi Kat, looks like you had a great run recently on your annual outing. That looks absolutely fantastic. Thank you also for putting loads of photos in the Facebook group. It's always lovely to see what you're doing, especially if I'm currently incapacitated. Blemming cough. Lloyd still says he's injured and he's got a marathon streak to continue. You shouldn't be running if you're injured, Lloyd. Oh no, Tadeusz has had tonsillitis. Oh no, this is very annoying for you, Tadeusz. I really hope you win something today, Tadeusz. Do you know what? I might just send you a book anyway to cheer you up. I'll let you choose one later. Hold me to that because I've got a brain like an actual sieve. Oh, Severine's just been on. She's corrected the date. It's actually the 8th of June. I can actually make that. It's my dad's 70th birthday that following week. So I will be required on the Sunday. So I'm glad that the race is on the Saturday because I can camp over with Finley on the Friday and that'll all be fine. Cool. Okay, packed weekend then. Philip is doing the Pennine Barrier in Yorkshire this weekend. Oh, amazing. You're always getting out and about. And Dave Wilson is saying, hi from Abu Dhabi. What are you doing there, Dave? Have an amazing time, whatever you're doing over there. Please tell us and update us on the live chat if you can. So everybody watching live may win a book because people who write in the live comments may win a book. I'll just scroll through and randomly select a couple of people. So it doesn't matter when you type your live comment, doesn't matter how many live comments you type, I'll just select somebody at random. And and I will send you one as well today just because I feel sorry for you. Stemplar is here from Chicago, suburbia, very nice. What's happening across the pond, do fill us in. Lisa is saying, yes, she is doing the Neem Valley 10 miler, looking forward to it. The Neem Valley 10K was great fun too. Oh, great, yes, they added another race this year, didn't they? A couple of weeks ago, they did the Neem Valley 10K. I would have seen you there, Lisa. I was supposed to marshal with Anna. I don't know if you saw Anna, my friend. She was marshalling around Apethorpe. I was supposed to be there as well, but I got struck down by this plague, so that's why I could not come. Great. Well, yes, hopefully I'll see you there and not be ill. Rob Montgomery is here. He says it's been a while, but hello. Hello, lovely to see you here, Robert. Thank you for dropping in. It's great to see you. And oh, Severine wants some 80 Noir Ultra to fuel us. Do you know what, Severine? I've just actually eaten one of these to give me the boost that I need to be all happy. I've got my happy t-shirt on as well for this broadcast as well. So this is delicious chocolate, and I have 30 quid's worth to send to somebody today as well. So we'll see who's going to be winning that. David Wilson is fighting fires and saving lives on a daily basis. Ah, in Abu Dhabi. Excellent. Are you a firefighter, or are you part of, do you mean like part of a media team? We call it fighting fires when you're dealing with a PR disaster. And Graham is here as well from sunny Rutland. Oh, hope to bump into you soon around Rutland Water, Graham. It's a lovely, lovely run there. And Arlene is here from Maryland in the US. Brilliant. It's lovely to see you there, Arlene. Hope you're recovering well from doing your amazing spine race. Month of January, when you did the virtual spine race, where you run 268 miles over the whole of January. I'm always very impressed by that. That's brilliant. Oh, Tony is doing the Neen Valley 10. He wanted to do the 20, but he has an RAF band concert to play in the evening. Oh, what do you play, Tony? I think you should bring it along and camp over, and we can all have a sing song. Right, let's get on with the competition now. Quick cough beforehand. So we have our Lakeland Trails race place. So I've got to remind everybody, the race places are for, it's up to £52, the race place. So they're not giving away the ultras, but just the normal races. Now these races are absolutely fantastic. They've got a brilliant family atmosphere, and they're the trail races I first started doing when I first started trail running. So massively just want to support these races. And if you do win this race place, be sure to put loads of photos on your social media and tell everybody how great they are. So somebody's going to win that prize today. Then there's some Sun God Ultra sunglasses, which are designed by Tom Evans. So these are worth £150. They're very cool, very groovy. I have a pair myself, and I've been wearing them all summer. They are very blue, and they do block the sun rays really, really well. And they've got really nice speckly stuff down the side, which I'm presuming Tom Evans designed himself. So that is fantastic. Now, a next prize is the entry to the OM, which is here, the OM Light 2024, in conjunction with the Grasmere Gallop, which is part of the Grasmere Running Festival. It's worth £188. It includes camping and race entry, and it's on the 1st and 2nd of June. So somebody is going to win this, but if you can't make it and you don't want to go, I will just put it in the patrons group to see if anybody can take the place. So don't worry if you can't make it, the person that wins this, we will find somebody to go. So it's in the Lake District, and there are OM navigation events to find as many checkpoints as you can over 1 or 2 days, plus there are runs from 6k to 17k as well, plus loads of talks and workshops and Q&A sessions. And it's the one, it's not the OM, like the scary OM in the middle of October where you have to carry everything on your back. You run from a base camp, you leave your stuff in your tent, and you just do the day run. So it's a fantastic introduction to navigation and a really, really great event. So I'm very jealous of the person who wins this. I can't actually make it myself, otherwise I would be going, but it just looks like an absolutely fantastic event. Okay, then we have an 80 Noir Ultra bundle of £30 worth of these incredible little mini chocolate bars, one of which I did just eat. Don't worry, I will replace it. Honestly, I'll replace it. So these are really super lovely chocolate bars. They're really dark, and the size is just great. Like, this is a lovely little chocolate bar that you can just eat without feeling like, oh my God, I need to now go on a 20-mile run to wear off all those extra calories that I should not have eaten because I'm not running at the moment. So they're little bars. Beware, when you eat one, it will make you potentially euphoric, especially if you're very sensitive to things like caffeine. They certainly make me euphoric when I eat them, and they give you a lot of energy. So I have been known to put these in my backpack for doing training runs, along ultra runs as well. They're super nice. They don't melt very easily because they're dark, so that's always good for the summer too. But they do melt if you put them in hot milk for making hot chocolate. So you can put a couple of these into a lovely warm drink and make a lovely hot chocolate. Just don't drink it at night because you will not be able to sleep. Well, I can't sleep when I drink things like that anyway. So So those are all the prizes for April 2024 worth £420. £450, sorry. So I'll just see if anybody else wanted to do a shout out on the live chat. Richard Howard wants to say evening all. Dave Wilson has put that he is a firefighter. Go you, Dave. Saving lives on a daily basis. Excellent. Severine thinks that Tony plays the trumpet. Oh, we'll have to wait and see what he says there. Ran says, I hope you're well from sunny Manchester. Nice to see you there, Ran. Tony Reeves does all the drums and the percussion. Excellent. Oh, that's really cool. Catherine thought you did the French horn. That is funny. Kat Roberts would like the 18-mile ultra for this Saturday's ultra. Okay, I've got my fingers crossed for you, Kat. I hope you win. And then after we've done these prizes, we'll do the... No, at the end, we'll do the book, just to make everybody keep watching live. Okay, we'll do the two books. Right, okay, right, let's draw the thing. Let's do the Lakeland Trails thing first. Okay, we have got a winner. Oh, and they're not watching live, that's annoying. It's Brian.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ian Burgess. Brian, you will be doing a Lakeland Trails race of your choice, but not the ultras, just the ones up to £52. Okay, next one is the Sun God Ultra Sunnies designed by Tom Evans, worth £150. Bing, bing, bing. Going to... Hannah Basley. Hey, it's Hannah. She is a long-time member of the channel. We all know Hannah really well. She keeps doing these crazy long races, and then she did one where she just ran around a track. She's absolutely mad, and it's fantastic news that she's won these sunglasses. I hope she looks good in them. Otherwise, you can always give them away, Hannah, or just sell them on eBay or something. Cool. Okay, so now entry to the Om Running Festival, it's called now. 2024 is going to Andrea Merrill. Oh, she's usually watching live. Where is she? She's not here today. Oh dear. Well, she's usually watching live. I'm sure she'll watch later. No one tell her, just so that she has to watch all the way through and she'll be really, really surprised. Okay, the next 18 Noir Ultra bundle. Will it be Kat Roberts who's winning this? Or will it be somebody else entirely? Let us roll the thingamabob. Okay, they're here. Who are these gonna go to? Untouched by human hands. It's Nadia Federman. Congratulations, Nadia, you've won loads of chocolate. I hope you're really happy about that. I'm sure she will be. Cool, okay, that's everything. Johnny Doyle's here as well. He was up, he's sorry he's late, he's got broadband playing up. Don't worry, John, it's fine, it's all fine, you're here now. We have just done the draw for April, but I am now gonna tell you what is in the draw for May, and oh my goodness, have we got some amazing prizes for May. And after that, we'll do the live prizes, don't let me forget. Everybody. Right, okay, so we have the Lakeland Trails race place again. I just want to show you a lovely picture of people. This is how you look when you do a Lakeland Trails race, everybody. Look at that. It looks absolutely incredible. You have to wear really bright shorts, obviously, like the ladies in this picture. and you have to jump as well whenever you see a photographer, or at least pretend that you are running. That's what I do anyway. Right, so we've got a logo there to keep up. Right, Lakeland Trails, 52 quid's worth of race place. Now, we've got a nice new prize here. We have got some Camelback flasks just here. We've got two of these. These are called the Quick Stove Flask. They're 500 millilitres, so they slip down into the front of your running pack, whichever running pack design you have. You don't have to have a Camelback one. They're worth £52. And the great thing about the Camelback bottles is that they have a really good antimicrobial, antibacterial finish to them. So they don't, you can be sure that they are very hygienic. They've also got, I don't know if you can see from that picture there, they've got like an open and closure, really easy open and closure fixture on there. So, you know, like when you lean over and you squish your bottles and they dribble everywhere, if you shut them, if you remember to shut them, then they won't do that. So that's another advantage of these bottles. Okay. The next prize. Oh, Brian is watching live. He just has a YouTube name, which is not Brian. He is really excited. He's called, he's this picture of a cat, and he's called Ran Name. So he has just won, and he's watching live. I love it when people win, and they're watching live. Yay! Cool. Okay, well, I'll be sending you an email and hooking you up from the Lakeland Trail people as we go when I finish this broadcast. Okay, the next prize in the May competition is, this is a really cool prize, an Adidas Xperia Windweave Windproof Jacket worth £150. Woohoo! So somebody is going to win that next time. Will it be you? Of course, if you're a man and you win it, you will get the men's version. I've just put a picture of the women's version up there because I'm a woman. So then we've got some really interesting prizes now. We've got a couple of books, but first we've got the Armit Running Int Fells exhibition. So let's just have a look at the poster for that. I'll make it just a bit big just to while I talk about it. So it's on now in the Armit Museum in Ambleside. There's a pair of tickets up for grabs worth £15. It's on until December 2024. Let me just make that a bit smaller on the screen. There we go. So it's in Ambleside and it explores the history of fell running and the joy of running in the mountains. And its aim is to inspire people from all backgrounds and all ages to run in the mountains of the Lake District. Now, let's just have a quick photo here of some of the exhibit here. Let's just put it big. There you go. There's like loads of pictures of fell runners. There's loads of gear as well and equipment, and just loads of information about what fell running is. So it looks really, really cool. It'd be nice to go there. I'm going to Keswick Mountain Festival in a couple of weekends' time. So if I can fit in a visit to Ambleside on the way back down, then I will definitely be popping in there to have a look. So there'll be two tickets up for grabs to win for that, and that's worth £15. Then, I don't know if you watched the live broadcast last week, but we had a super lovely guy called Steve Chilton on talking all about his latest book, which is called The Three Peaks Race. It's about, guess what? The Three Peaks Race. So this is the book here. I am going to send this actual copy. Shall I put a little note in? Yeah, I could put a little note in, couldn't I, saying hi. It's all about the history and the characters of this marathon with mountains. So Steve's a lovely guy. He's been writing books about fell running and the history of fell running for a good few years, like 10 or so years now. He's got like 6 or so books out, and he's just a really nice guy, and he's doing the world a really big service in documenting these amazing races and these amazing people in the world of fell and mountain and ultra and trail running, whatever you want to call it. So that is a fantastic book. It's a fantastic read, very inspiring if you might want to do the Three Peaks Race. Also, if you do want to do the Three Peaks Race, ages ago I did a recce of the Three Peaks Race route. So if you go in the film description below or the podcast show notes, then you can, I'll put a link there for that film. And if I don't do that, please remind me in the YouTube comments. Okay, now we also have some more 80 Noir Ultra. We have another £30 worth to give away. There it is just there, a load of blocks of these mini bars. They are about the size that you see on that screen there. They are 13.5 grams. It's just such a nice little size, isn't it? And it's so sad that they have actually gone out of business. I don't think COVID helped, but these are the only ones left. So these are like the last chocolates out there and they need to be eaten soon. So I'm giving them all away super quick. Okay. Oh, cool. Baz is here as well. He made it. Yay, you're part of the live prize. And Brian says he's done a couple of Lakeland trails before and he cannot wait to do another this year for free. Woohoo! Well, can you take loads of pictures and just tell everyone you know, because Lakeland Trails want to promote their races far and wide. So in thank you for this free place, make sure you take loads of pictures and put them on your social media. Cool. Okay, so that's what is up for grabs in next time's prizes. Oh, let me just do like a thumbs up thing there because I use that for the YouTube thumbnail. Right, so do people want to win some books? Who wants to win some books? I think everybody wants to win some books, don't they? Let's get rid of all the prizes on the screen and see who is watching live. So, who is watching live? Let us scroll up and down to win these books. Now, if you win, you got to choose one from this giant pile that I have. If you're in America or going to America, you might want to win this one. They sent it me all the way from America, which is great. I did. There's a quote from me on the back of it because I read it as part of the proofreading process. But I'm not actually planning to go to Southern Vermont at any time soon. So if anybody is in that area or going to that area, then let me know and I will send you this book as part of your patron prize. So yes, we've got books. Black Sheep. Dartmoor Trail and Fell Running. We've got Southeast Trail Running. Off-Road Running by Sarah Rowell. Pants of Perspective by Anna McNuff. Excellent book, love that one. Barefoot Running, Born to Run 2 by Christopher McDougall and Eric Orton. We had them on live as well. We Can't Run Away from This by Damien Hall. Ali Bevan Broken, about loads of records being broken in 1 year. Paula Radcliffe's How to Run. I didn't know I had that one. Yoga for Runners by Lexi Williamson. Very good if you think you need a bit of yoga in your life or might get a bit injured. And then 1001 Running Tips by Robbie Britton. That's excellent. It's really good, like a really good toilet book, that one. You can just flick through it and read the odd tip. If you're partial to a little bit of toilet reading. Okay, so let's see. Ding, 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 ding. And, oh, Tadeusz, we're going to send you a book anyway. Let's see what the others choose, and then we will get a book for you as well. Okay, so Baz has run a book. Which book do you want, Baz? Tell me which one you want, and I will send it to you. And where's the mouse gonna land now? Dum do 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 do. Okay, Severine has won a prize. Yay! For your post called Go Cats. So yes, which books do you want? Tell me. Write it. If we have ended the broadcast and you haven't been paying attention, bad, then just write in the YouTube comments below. And if you want to be in with a chance to win any of these prizes and you're not already a member of the exclusive Patreon Wild Ginger Running group, then what are you doing? What are you waiting for? Go onto patreon.com/wildgingerrunning. And sign up. You don't have to sign up for long either. You could just sign up for a few months and then go, you know, oh, it's not for me. But yeah, other benefits include you can talk to me whenever you like through Patreon, ask me training advice, and ask Tim your questions, our resident coach. And also there's sometimes sneak previews of stuff, and there's also discounts on stuff as well on the Wild Ginger Running website. So if any of the discounts aren't working, please do let me know, because I haven't checked them in a while. But yes, there should be lots of discounts on there still. Cool. Okay. Baz needs to be stretchier and flexier, so I'm guessing he wants the yoga book. Do you want the yoga book, Baz? And Severine was wishing for the chocolate. Oh, she was wishing for Kat for the... Oh, for Kat for the chocolate. Yes. Oh, well, I'm sure Kat will win some chocolate at some point. Or maybe I'll just send her some. And Tadeusz, you need to choose a book. What do you want, Tadeusz? Are you still there? You need to choose a book. Tell me what you want. And also Baz and Severin, tell me what books you want. Because I've just sort of decided for you there, Baz. But let me know what you want and I will send it over to you. Cool. Okay. Congrats to all the winners. If you feel like, if you've been a patron for a while and you feel like you haven't won a prize, like maybe you've been waiting for a year and you still haven't won something, then definitely let me know. I've got a cupboard full of gear back here and like loads of these chocolate bars and loads of books, obviously. If you message me with a heartfelt message with puppy dog eyes saying, Claire, I haven't won anything, I'm really sad, then let me know because I will let you win something. And you know what? Most people, unless they're on the higher tiers and just being really, really generous, most people win back their money in the recommended retail price of their prize. So it's kind of a no-brainer to support Wild Ginger Running. Cool. Baz wants yoga for runners. And the Anna McNuff book is for Tadeusz to cheer him up. Okay, right. Let me just get them out of the pile. Right, so Yoga for Runners is going to go to Baz. And the Anna McNuff book, that is one of my favourite books. Tadeusz, very good choice there. And Severine, what do you want? I can't believe Severine's not watching. Oh, yeah, she is watching. She wants the Southeast book. Oh, was that the Southeast Trails? Trail running. Oh, yeah, that's a great book, Severine. Cool. Okay, I'll send that to you shortly. Okay, right. Time for me to go and pick Finley up from nursery. Thank you so much for watching, guys. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Sorry I've been a bit out of the loop of late. I hope to get back into running next week. But yeah, if you want to chat to me, if you're a patron and you want to chat to me, then just write me a message on Patreon. I always check that it comes through to my email. So if you want any advice on anything, nutrition, training, motivation, or if you just want to tell me something cool and you want me to be really excited for you, then just do that because the patrons are brilliant. Thank you so much for everybody who supports the channel. I really do appreciate it. And I think you are wonderful people. Okay, thanks everyone. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.